We're on page 258, again, Siman Resh Tes Vav, and of base. So one thing I think I neglected to mention, if you recall, we were, again, we're talking about the brachas over scent, over smell. So I might have neglected to mention when we were talking about musk. So if you recall, that we had an interesting Mishnah Berurah about musk. What is it? What is it from an animal? Is it like from the, a gland? Or is it the blood of an animal? And we talked about if it was processed, could you use that in food? So I neglected to mention there's a bir halacha. The bir halacha says that we see from this that even if you say that the musk is something that we're not allowed to eat because from the blood of an animal, but and we're not allowed to consume blood even from a kosher animal. So the bir halacha says we see from this halacha that if there's something that we're not allowed to eat that's asur ba'achila, but still you're allowed to smell it. And so that's an interesting idea. Now, you have to add a caveat to that a little bit, because Emir Tzvi Hashem will see later on page 264. We'll just read this halakha very quickly, because obviously Emir Tzvi Hashem will get to it, and then we'll discuss it further. But when we talk about a smell that is osur, so again, here we're talking about, like, let's say, again, if you want to say there's a musk or whatever, and it comes from a non-kosher animal, and then we smell it, so you can make a bracha over that. But still, if you look in Dalet on page 264, the Machaber says, Basam shel erva, if there's perfumes of erva. Now, we'll discuss this when we get to Kigon, kubal shel besamim tuliya betzavrar. There's, they used to wear these little lockets. I guess that's the only way I could describe it. And they used to have incense. They used to have, not perfume, but like herbs and spices in it. And even till today, right, the idea was it would be in touch with the body, and then it would somehow mix with the woman's individual chemistry. And, you know, it would give off, hopefully for her, a pleasant smell. Oh, chazes, next page. Biado, or the woman was holding this the perfume in her hand, or bafi, or they put it in her mouth, whatever. So those besamim, now again, the besamim themselves are okay, but they're being used in a not nice fashion. So the Mechaber says, Emevarchim alav. So the woman walks by, right? So again, that's a separate shmooze. But let's say she does. So you smell it, so you make a bracha. Answer is no. Lefisha asula riach lahem. You're not allowed to smell it. Shema yavol idei hergal neshika kira basar, because, you know, lead you down the wrong path. Or, hey, besam shel avos kachavim. Let's say you have incense from avos kachavim. Right? I don't know. Catholic Church needs more money, right? There. Either new revenue flows. So, I don't know, maybe on the internet you could buy, I don't know, won't be surprised. So then, emavarkim ala. So again, you bought that on eBay or something. I got a shipment of Christian Brothers incense, right? And you know, whatever, right? You
Christian.
Could, yeah, really. They make wine, but I don't know.
Yeah,
what?
Christians.
I'm sure. Somebody told me the wafers they use is really sure it's matzah. I want that to be on the, I don't want that to be on the, okay, anyways. So, again, l'fisha asur la'riach lahem, you're not allowed to smell it. So again, it's just a little caveat for this idea of when we have something asur, so now we're saying you could make a brach on it, raving the summon, but again, that we're talking about that, it's asur because it's asur to eat, not because it leads or comes from a bad source. So again, Emir Tzvi Hashem will discuss that a little more. Now, just we're running a little late, but the last thing we were discussing last time we were together were different types of spices that in general, they are for adding to foods. like we talk about cinnamon or cloves or nutmeg. So the Mechaber said, v'chol b'sam shem la'achila, mevarak shenasan reyak tov b'peros. So even though they're not a fruit, the way we would consider a fruit, but still, the Mechaber said, you make a bracha shenasan reyak tov b'peros. So the Mishnah Berurah says that because they're not fruit, but they're made to be used for eating. So therefore, you make that bracha. That's the Rosh's svara, shenasan or shenosan reyach tov b'feros, right? Like on something on a fruit that gives a good smell. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down achronim who disagree with this, or at least disagree as far as clothes are concerned, and therefore they say it's better to make brei minei mezonos on it. Brei minei v'samim. Just use a generic bracha. And again, because is it really for eating? It's really, you don't eat cloves. You don't eat cinnamon. Okay, you add it to stuff, and the mixture, right. But again, would you call that really that you eat one of these things, the cloves, the cinnamon? In other words, the question in that svara. So therefore, again, it's only in conjunction with other things. So therefore, they say make a brei minei v'samim. And that's in general what we do. We make a brei minei v'samim on these things. Now again, there's a separate idea that some poskim say that if you took one of these things, let's say like cinnamon or cloves, and you put them into a container, and you just use them to smell, right? So then some poskim say that then it would be different, because now you made that cinnamon that it's to smell. But so again, this is an issue. But in general, we tell people to make brei minei v'samim on these things. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and Amir Hashem b'li neder tomorrow. We'll take it a little further with smells.